David, old boy, have they gone yet?
Who?
Your tenants.
Oh, yes. Yes, they moved out of the flat this morning.
Ah, how do you feel about moving back?
Pleased? Well, yes, in a way. There's something to be said for having a place of your own.
But first, there's something else to be said. A life of bliss. Being the biography of a bachelor with Dinah Churchill, Colin Gordon, Sarah Lawson, and Percy Edwards. About to return to life in his bachelor flat is that shy young man, David Alexander Bliss, better known to us as George Cole.
There's one thing about it. I bet you and Anne are pleased I'm going back to the flat. I've been staying with you for a good many months now.
Yes, you have.
I just think you'll be jolly glad to get rid of me. After all this time. I'd hate to feel I've overstayed my welcome. If you think I'm waiting for you to say you'll be sorry to see me go, you're right.
Bless your heart. You know, it's strange. You may think you know somebody pretty well, but that's the real test.
What? Having them to stay with you?
For any length of time. And as often as not, you're in for a shock.
Oh, was that the case with me?
Oh, my dear chap, quite the contrary.
Oh, jolly good.
We knew what we were in for.
Well, that's the point.
I don't mean to say any pulling your leg. When are you planning to leave us?
Oh, not till I've had it redecorated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid you'll have to put up with me for at least another week.
Oh, good heavens, you don't think I really minded, did you?
No?
Not for a second.
Oh, that's all right, then.
After all, the end's in sight.
Well, I could let the flat again, you know.
A threat?
Definitely.
I take it all back.
I had a feeling you would. I've got the decorator chap coming in on Monday, so I'm going round to get everything ready.
When? This afternoon?
Yes.
I don't envy you the job. Still, shouldn't take you all that long.
Oh, that reminds me. I'll have to be going soon. I'm picking up Maxine first.
Maxine?
She's coming to help.
Oh, I see. That's different.
Different?
Oh, entirely. I do envy you the job, and you'll never get it finished.
I say, that's a bit hard. Anybody would think she was going to hinder me.
You'll only have yourself to blame if she does.
That doesn't make sense, surely. Or is it me?
No, it's me. I was forgetting it was you.
That's not much help either.
It is when it comes to tidying up the flat.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Then you're the man for the job. Tell me, did Maxine volunteer?
Well, yes, she said she'd like to help. Well, I can't think why.
Oh, you never know. She might have a personal interest.
In the flat?
Naturally. You might have to live there when you first get married.
Oh, gosh. Why, I've only known her a few weeks. It's a bit early to start thinking about marriage.
Not for you. It is not a bit. The sooner you get the thought into your head, the better. It's like putting a message into a bottle and throwing it out to sea. Bound to float around for weeks before anything happens.
I get your message, and it has been floating around.
Has it indeed?
Subconsciously.
Huh?
I know that because...
Because what?
I dreamt about it last night.
About what? Marrying Maxine?
Well, no, I didn't get as far as that.
Amazing, not even in a dream.
No, I proposed to her.
You did?
Yes.
You obviously had a long night's sleep.
I even got as far as asking her father's permission.
Overslept, too.
Oh, it is a wonderful dream. And it all seems so jolly real. Driving down to see him, swinging in through the big iron gates and up the long drive.
Look, while you're parking the car, have you ever met the father?
Oh, several times.
Pleasant?
Very.
Sorry, I interrupted.
Well, let me see. Oh, yes, the maid ushered me in. Maxine was there to give me a squeeze of encouragement. Then straight into the lounge to face her father.
You sure he went pushed?
No, but I stood outside the door for a second and my knees definitely knocked.
Did he answer?
How do you mean?
It doesn't matter. You finally went in. Then what?
I told him I'd like to marry his daughter.
And how did he react?
Favorably.
I thought you said it all seemed real.
Yes, sir. So it did. The beautiful oak paneling, the chandelier, absolutely sparkling with light. And the decanter, too. Catching the light as her father poured himself a drink.
Yes, that sounds more likely.
And then the inevitable happened.
The alarm went off.
No. Her father asked me the inevitable question.
Huh?
You know, the one that starts, Can you keep my daughter...
in the manner to which she's accustomed, yeah.
And I woke up in a cold sweat.
Poor old lad.
So there you are, you see. It is too early to think of marriage.
Rubbish. Frankly, we had enough of that last week.
Oh, no, 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 you're wrong. Purely practical, I promise. Not lack of confidence. I've got to face facts before I can face her father. And let's face it, the manner to which she's accustomed is a complication. You as good as admitted that yourself when you said we might have to live in the flat.
Now, how do you make that out?
Well, look at her present home. A lovely Georgian house set in its own grounds. Then look at my flat. Two rooms, kitchen, bath, and if you lean out far enough, a view of the garden.
An odious comparison, I agree. But if you're going to look for trouble, there's another, even worse.
What's that?
Think of lovely Georgian-styled Maxine.
Georgian-styled?
Describes her perfectly.
I'd like to know how.
Well, what's the most striking feature of Georgian architecture?
Beautiful proportions. I say, steady on. Mind you, you're right.
Of course I am.
And the comparison?
Well, look at yourself.
Odious. No.
I wouldn't say that.
No, I meant the comparison.
Oh, I see, sorry.
It's a point, though, and it only adds to the complication. After all, I've only got myself to offer.
Never mind. Take comfort. Remember the old saying, love knows no barriers.
Do you think it's true?
I didn't till now, but you prove it.
Well, that's encouraging.
And that's not all, either. You've got all the makings of a good husband.
I have.
Far more than most.
Well, it's jolly nice on you.
My dear chap, stands to reason.
Well, I can't think why.
Well, the really important thing about marriage is that it should be built on a solid foundation. And that gives you a natural advantage.
Yes, well, I think you've encouraged me enough, huh? I don't want to get overconfident.
You won't, not while I'm around.
That's the reason. No, but really, to be serious for a moment, just for a moment, and then I promise I won't mention it again. Are you sure, I take your opinion on this, sure her parents being pretty well off doesn't make a difference?
We're being serious?
Yes.
Then no, I'm not sure. It might make for an extravagant wife, and that's really serious. There's no future in love in a garret.
Oh, now, just a second. I wouldn't have said the flat was all that bad.
Neither would I.
Well, there you are, then. We wouldn't be living in a garret.
No, but that's what you'd come to, and pretty quickly at that. What's more, you'd be behind with the rent even then.
And we're being serious?
I'm afraid we are. I'm not saying it's probable, but it's possible. Depends entirely how she's been brought up. You know, whether she's been taught the value of money, if any, nowadays.
Oh, I'm certain she has. Supposing she hasn't.
It'd be fatal, and I'm not exaggerating. After all, the moment you get married, you're up against the old law of supply and demand. And if the demand exceeds the supply, trouble. Big trouble. Normally, it's not insurmountable, but in this case, completely. Obviously. No money sense. No sense in talking it over. No answer. Look, let me explain.
Only too willing.
How can I put it now? Running the house is a wife's responsibility. But balancing the family budget is essentially a joint affair. And to explain why, we'll have to go into the underlying but inherent financial irresponsibility of the fairer sex.
Oh, gracious, will we?
You don't want to.
Well, I do.
All right, then. In plain English, wives have to watch their housekeeping, and their husbands have to watch them.
Watch them?
Keep an eye open for any sudden outbreak of extravagance. It's always there, you know, just below the surface. They're extravagant by nature.
Honestly?
My dear old boy, you've no idea. Ask any husband where the money goes. Why, good heavens, if wives had a slogan, do you know what it'd be?
No, what?
We want it, they've got it. And that's how it goes.
No, I suppose you're not exaggerating now.
Well, perhaps a little, but not entirely. And once you're married, there's no escaping it either.
What?
This problem of money. It enters into every home, usually on Friday. And then, if you've got any sense, you creep in the back way. Oh, good gracious, that reminds me. I came in the back way last night.
Sir?
Today's Saturday.
Oh, gosh, I see. You
forgot to give Anne the housekeeping.
Yeah, and I bet she hasn't even noticed.
We're not being serious, are we?
Oh, now, look, it's no good, Tony. You'll never get me to believe that problem enters this home.
Why ever not? Look, don't get confused. Whether you're happily married, it's neither here nor there. I've told you they're all the same.
Even Anne?
Oh, for goodness sake, even a month-old bride. From Monday to Thursday, they welcome you with open arms.
And on Friday?
The outstretched hand. come to think of it, the young bride's even worse. Twice as bad, in fact.
Meaning what?
Friday and Tuesday.
Hello, Ed.
Oh, hello, darling.
Today's Saturday.
Today's Saturday. Oh, good heavens, yes, of course. So sorry. Just a second. Let's see, here we are.
Thank you, darling. Sorry to rush. Someone at the back door.
The outstretched hand.
Oh, gosh, so I noticed.
Nothing wrong with that. Of course we're the breadwinners. So long as they don't stretch it too far.
Well, according to you, they do.
Invariably. And to make it even more difficult, women find it quite impossible to differentiate between three things. We must have, we need, and, oh, I'd adore that. Hence the need for keeping a watchful eye. Then when the need arises, you can talk it over. Explain the position. Reason with them. In other words, argue with them. And believe me, in some homes, the argument becomes, well, almost political.
Political?
The outstretched hand and the clenched fist.
Honestly, Tony, what next?
I'm just trying to think. Oh, yes, yes. 2 points you must remember. First of all, you've got to see the woman's angle.
Well, I'd like to.
Different, but quite understandable and valuable, too. United, you'll stand. Husband and wife are in much the same position as, well, a shopkeeper and a window dresser. A wife naturally wants everything to look nice. But you've got to be careful she doesn't put all the stock in the window.
Right, that's fair enough. What's the second thing to remember?
Most important of all, vitally important, in fact. Don't try and check this with Anne. She might not understand.
Oh, don't worry, I won't.
Splendid, Emma. Now, having sketched in the general picture...
Sketched in?
Yes.
I say, some canvas.
Really?
Oh, no, sorry, I was joking, honestly. You were saying?
Well, we finally come back to Maxine.
Good gracious, I'd completely forgotten.
Yeah, I'm refreshing your memory. I said, no money sense, no sense in talking it over. And there wouldn't be, you know, because she just wouldn't understand. Insurmountable and fatal. Appreciate it now?
Well, yes, but I wouldn't have thought it was all that serious.
Oh, for heaven's sake. No money sense, no money. No money, no happiness. Soon, no marriage.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry, old boy. That was tactless of me.
No, that's all right. I asked you to be honest.
Yeah, even so. Come on, cheer up. Probably doesn't apply in her case. Besides, it could have been worse. She might have been an only child as well.
She is.
Oh. There's an American expression covering this situation. I should never have opened it in the first place. Still doesn't necessarily follow.
Oh, for goodness sake, Tony, of course it makes it worse. Even I know that.
I say again, not necessarily.
Well, I'm not a complete fool.
Well, that's splitting hairs, surely.
Well, I suppose so.
Oh, no, come, David, old man, you don't have to take that to heart. I was only joking.
No, it isn't that. It's just that, well, you may be right.
Yes, and I might be wrong easily. More than likely. Two, I've only met her a couple of times, but from what I've seen, I'd say I was. Entirely wrong.
No, you've got to say that now.
No, but I'm not just saying it, I mean it.
Really?
I give you my word. Take comfort.
All right, I will.
not only in that, there's something else. We've known each other a good many years and had our ups and downs, even one or two scenes. But this is something new.
In what way?
This time, I made all the mistakes. All except one.
Oh, what was that?
You asked my opinion. If you'll take my advice, you'll never take it again.
Well, I'm certainly not going to make the mistake of replying to that.
See, you're a new man. Take double comfort.
Take it.
That's a spirit. What time did you say you'd figure out?
Oh, about 3.
Oh, you have to be off in a second.
Oh, you're right, I will. I better go and get myself tidied up. I'll see you before I go.
Yes, righto.
Oh, Tony.
I say, that didn't take long.
Yeah, supposing you were facing this problem of money sense.
Yeah.
How would you set about finding out, one way or the other?
Well, it's one of those things you'll find out anyway when you've known her a bit longer. I don't think there's any special way. Yes, there is, though. And it couldn't be more convenient. You can put it into operation this very afternoon.
What?
The matrimonial monetary test. It's quite scientific, actually. Rather like experimenting for acid or alkali.
Oh, what do I have to do?
Nothing to it. First, place girl in flat.
Flat what?
Two rooms, kitchen, bath, and if you lean out far enough...
Oh, a view of the garden.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, with you now. Yeah. Now, carry on. Yeah. Place girl in bath, then what?
Blush. Blush? You've got the wrong place.
Well, I don't understand, but I can well believe it.
Believe what?
That I walk into the wrong flat.
Yes. Well, there's only one way out of that. Start again.
All right, then.
Off we go.
Bath girl in place.
In crimp?
Oh, gosh, oh. I'm sorry, I meant place girl in... Oh, go, I see. Oh.
That's what I said last time.
Yes, but I shouldn't worry about that. Just let me start.
Right.
Place girl in bath.
Oh, for the love of...
You know, if you stayed here another week, we'd both be in a place. Sorry, old boy, I didn't mean it.
No, it didn't take offense. Now, place girl in flat.
Thank you. Gently stir up conversation. Wait till she's bubbling on, then carefully note all the verbal gas and study all reactions. Continue for 5 to 10 minutes and the solution's ready. How's that, eh?
Distinctly cloudy. what do I have to watch for?
A natural effervescence, but no heavy cash deposit.
It's funny, I used to be pretty good at chemistry.
Yeah, that's it, maybe, but in the laboratory of life...
Ah, all right, I know. A slow reaction.
Yes.
Heavy cash deposit?
A little or no reference to things financial.
Ah, now that's clearer.
Yeah.
But it'd be even better if you tell me what sort of thing she might say.
Well, David, darling, you really must get a bigger flat.
Oh, good gracious, now I see. So that's the test?
That's the test.
And a reaction like that's obviously a complete fizz.
Yes.
I can't imagine Maxine saying it.
No, nor can I, not for a second. To tell you the truth, if I hadn't thought the result would be positive, I'd never have brought a... Oh, dear, answer it for me, will you?
Oh, right.
If it's old Duncan, I'm out.
Right off. Hello?
Oh, hello. May I speak to David, please?
Testing now.
Oh, my nerve.
No,
testing the line. It's been out of order.
It's certainly all right now. I heard your fit perfectly. Maxine.
Oh, hello, darling. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, don't be silly. Only teasing. Fascinated to know what it meant.
Oh, it was just something Tony and I were talking about.
Is Tony there?
Yes.
Oh, say hello for me.
Maxine says hello.
Hello back.
Hello back.
What were you talking about?
When? Oh, just before you rang?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, the matrimony... nothing.
They talk about the mystery of woman, but you must be unique.
Is that good?
I like it.
Well, that's all that matters.
Oh, that's very sweet. Now, what were you talking... No, I won't ask you again.
Thank goodness for that.
Why, was it something I shouldn't know?
No, of course not. It just wasn't interesting.
It couldn't be more intriguing. I said I wouldn't ask you again, so I won't. So let me think. What could it possibly be? Matrimonial
monitoring? It wasn't anything, honestly, and anyway, it wouldn't work.
Meaning?
Well, the two might just as well stop gassing.
All right, I can take a hint.
Oh, stop guessing.
Add gassing to the list. Drawback, give up. Now, look, about this afternoon.
This afternoon? Oh gosh, don't tell me you can't come.
No.
You can't?
I can.
Oh, gosh, that's a relief.
Would you have been so disappointed?
Oh, naturally.
Why so particularly?
Oh, I'm not so particular. Not more than usual. I always look forward to our experiments.
Look, we better get on now. I've got a full list already.
Oh, I'm sorry, really, I am. I don't know what you...
Teasing again, that's all.
Well, I don't know what you must think of me.
A lot. All of it nice. So stop fussing and let me get on with my gassing.
Oh, you're wonderful.
Now, look about this afternoon. You needn't pick me up after all. Daddy's coming in so he can drop me there.
Oh, right.
Starting out more or less now. Arriving in about a quarter of an hour. Is that all right for you?
Yes, fine. You've got the address, haven't you?
Yes, and Daddy knows exactly where it is.
Oh, jolly good.
Oh, one last try. Experimenting, gassing, testing.
Oh, no, look, please don't start that again. I'll meet you at the laboratory.
At the what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll place you in the bath. Let me see. See you at the flat.
Oh, I can't be in three places at once, so let's settle for the flat.
Oh, let's.
Bye, darling.
Goodbye.
Oh, and David.
Yes?
A lot. All of it's nice. Stop fighting.
Well, I've stopped.
I must go. Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, gosh. David, old boy, I'm going to tell you something.
Advice?
Good advice. Any girl who can go through the ordeal of that phone call and still emerge with her sense of humor, not to mention her charm, as I gather she did.
Or at least...
Any girl like that, David, old boy, is worth marrying whatever the outcome. Come wind, come rain, storm, tempest, thunder, lightning, thunderbolt.
I say, you're really making heavy weather of it.
Come what may. Forget about the means test. Never mind about the garret. if you had to pawn all your clothes and take to the hills, you'd still be getting the best of the bargain. She's pure gold. And now I think of it, that's quite a partnership.
Why?
Solid gold.
I get your message. Agree every word.
Now, my dear chap, you don't have to tell me. I can see for myself. Only shows how right I am.
Does it?
Of course. I don't want to rub it in, but only a moment ago, there you were on the phone. A long, uninterrupted buzz of confusion. And yet, to look at you now, glowing with happiness, bless your heart, anybody would think you'd been on the beam.
Oh, jolly good.
Go on, Psyche, here you go.
Oh, hello then.
Poppy.
Yes?
Poppy, that packing case right in the middle of the hall, yours?
Yes, why? Is it in the way?
That's putting it mildly.
Oh, I'll go and see to it.
It's all right. I moved it into the corner.
Oh, thanks.
After I stumbled into it.
Oh, jolly nice of you. Oh, she stumbled into it. Oh, dear, I'm sorry. Any damage?
No, not to me.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Oh, no, it isn't. Do you know what it's going to cost you for a new pair of stockings?
Well, no. Still, I don't need any, really.
Oh. Not for you. Anne needs them.
Oh, I see.
Yes, and you can see the ladder, too. Made when I stumbled into it.
Well, you would hardly blame me for that. I don't know anything about it, and it obviously isn't mine.
What is it?
The ladder.
With you?
Nothing.
Floating in a mist of love.
Maxine?
On the phone a moment ago.
Oh, I'll have to be going. She said she'd be there in a quarter of an hour.
Where? At the flat?
Yes, her father's driving her in. You know, it's going to be a bit tricky getting that packing case round there. Back seat of the car's no good. Won't go through the door.
What about the boot?
Well, tried that too. Sticks over the top.
Well, leave the boot open and lash a bit of rope round it.
Not likely.
You're forgetting his car's still new.
Oh, yes, I was forgetting, actually. Like me to run it round in mine?
Oh, no, don't bother.
Oh, might as well. I've got nothing else to do.
Well, I'd be jolly grateful.
My dear chap.
What's it for, anyway?
Oh, I stored a whole pile of stuff in that bedroom cupboard when I left the flat, and it's been there ever since. I've got to clear it all out.
Good heavens.
What?
A sudden, terrible thought. What sort of things?
How do you mean?
In the cupboard.
Well, nothing important. Papers, a lot of old books.
Old letters?
Stacks.
From ex-girlfriends?
Yes.
And Maxine's going to be there to help.
Oh, dear, I see.
Nothing important, he said.
Well, there isn't. No, nothing of value, certainly. A few odd photographs.
Of ex-girlfriends?
Some of them. I suppose the frames might come in useful, but apart from that, nothing. Would you believe it?
Yes, but then I'm his sister.
Oh, now, just a second. I ought to know what's in there, surely.
Even psychic.
Yes, all right. I'm taking you with me.
David, old boy, listen carefully. Maxine at the flat, helping.
Letters from ex-girlfriends.
Photographs of ex-girlfriends. Are we getting through yet?
Oh, gosh.
We better get moving. Get rid of them before she arrives.
Right. That's better.
I say, it's a jolly good thing you thought of it. Only just in time, too. A couple of minutes might make all the difference.
I thought about it at least 5 minutes ago.
Honestly?
Honestly.
Well, why on earth didn't you say so?
David!
What's the matter?
Never mind. We mustn't be too hard on him. Put it down to love.
That's true. We're all the same.
Same?
When we're in love.
In a dream.
No, that's also his natural state, of course. Add the two together and what do you get?
A coma.
Look, I haven't the vaguest idea what you're all talking about, but I've got to get round to the flat and quickly, too.
Good heavens, this is something entirely new. Trust David to be different.
Different?
You fall in love and for the first time in years, you wake up.
For heaven's sake. Psyche, no.
Definitely no. That's the third time she's put that confounded photograph of your ex-girlfriend, whoever she was, back in the cupboard.
Seriously?
Yes.
I see. Sabotage. Yes, well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Dogs are supposed to be loyal.
David, smell of burning coming from the kitchen.
Yes, I know. I've just burned a whole stack of evidence.
Evidence?
Ex-girlfriends.
Oh? Oh, well, there's nothing like being thorough.
Letters.
Oh, we've cleared most of it now, anyway.
Yes, and the rest doesn't matter. All the clues to my past have gone already.
Never imagined you had a past.
Oh, good gracious. I lived in this flat a good many years. Seems strange coming back somehow. So much happened here.
I'm surprised at you.
Surprised? Why?
Nothing, it's me again, forgetting it's you.
You know, I obviously agree with you about scrapping the matrimonial
monetary test, yes.
But it'll be jolly interesting to see what she does say.
At a guess? Darling David, you really do... Are you sure everything's all right in the kitchen?
Yes, why?
Smoke, look.
Oh, it'll soon die down. I've opened a window. Go on about Maxine. Darling David, what?
You really do need some new curtains. I can easily run some up for you.
Gosh, now that's what I call a positive reaction.
I won't be far out, you'll find. I've got confidence in that girl. There's that girl now. Don't worry. I'll make a tactful exit. Must get back. Promised to take Anne shopping.
Did you?
Idiot, that's my tactful exit.
Oh.
Go on, off you go. Your future's at the door.
My future.
Go on.
Oh, going.
Come on, then. Coming.
Hello, David.
Oh, hello, future. Hello, Maxine. Sorry, I was just talking to Tony about...
No need to explain. It's much more fun trying to work it out. So Tony's helping too, is he?
Well, no, he can't stay, actually. He's got to make a tactful exit. He's got to...
Get back to Anne.
Well, how on earth did you guess?
No guess. Just helping.
Well, I say, it's jolly nice of you. Oh, in here. No, after you.
Thank you. Oh, good gracious.
What?
The smoke, look. Are we on fire?
No, I've been burning some evidence, that's all. Extraordinary amounts of rubbish. You know, piles of old books.
Oh, but surely you didn't burn them.
Oh, no, just the clues, that's all.
Clues and evidence. Oh, that's quite a good start. So I shall leave them for the moment. I want to look down the flat. Now, this room's very...
Oh, hello, Maxine.
Hello. This is a charming room.
Yes, not bad at all. Look, forgive me, won't you, but I must get back.
Yes, I know. David told me about your tactful exit.
Yes, I promised Anne. Did he? Well, I must be off anyway. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Cheers.
Cheers, Tony. Thank you. Do you really like this room?
I think it's charming. But I know what would make it even more so. New curtains. I could easily make them for you.
Oh, gosh, that's wonderful. Tony was right.
Tony?
That's how he said you'd react. those very words.
Tony?
Really? Mind you, there was never any doubt about your passing.
The test, you mean?
Yes, you know, the matrimonial monetary... Oh, dear.
Matrimonial test. I think we'd better leave that for the moment, too.
I'd much rather you did. Look, would you like to see the rest of it? Oh, good heavens.
Now what?
I just realized we're completely alone in the... It never occurred to me. I only just realized at this moment, honestly. I hope you don't think that is a... I mean, that I...
David.
Yes?
Kiss me.
Kiss you?
Then we can get on with the clearing up.
did you say...
Kiss me.
Oh, good gracious. Oh, darling Maxine. Oh, gosh.
Now, what does that mean exactly?
What does it mean? I'll tell you what it means.
Well, tell me.
A positive reaction.
That was A Life of Bliss. The artists taking part were David Bliss, George Cole, Anne Fellows, Dinah Churchill, Tony Fellows, Colin Gordon, Psyche the Dog, Percy Edwards, Maxine Avery, Sarah Lawson. This recorded program was written by Godfrey Harrison and produced by Leslie Bridgemont.